Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So every Sunday for the last 2,000 years or so, somewhere, somehow, the voice of Jesus is heard over and over, Sunday after Sunday, coming from the mouth of poor pastors like me, saying, "This is my body given for you." Pretty amazing when you consider that that's been happening for 2,000 years, but it's true. People gather hearing the voice of Jesus saying, "Once again, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And keep on doing this in remembrance of me until he comes back." So now, especially today on Palm Sunday, or the Sunday of the Passion, we heard from Luke's Passion account, and we want to hear the voice of Jesus rising above all the surrounding noise of our lives, the noise of this world, and maybe the noise in your own soul. For in hearing him, we receive life and forgiveness. Many of the voices in the Passion history, and even down to today, kind of create this din and noise that's going on all around us. Did you hear the voices in Luke's Passion account of opposition to Jesus? Judas and the plotters. "What will you give me if I betray him and turn him over to you?" The disciples arguing, "I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, it's me." And then really kind of implied in the background from what Jesus says, you can almost make up the conversation between Satan and Jesus. I hear Satan saying something like this: Give me Peter. You can have all the rest, but just give me Peter." And again, Satan says to Jesus something like this, repeating how Jesus was tempted after his baptism, something like this: "You don't have to go to the cross, just listen to me." And then the words of Judas: "Hey, the one I kiss, take him." How about Peter denying that he knows Jesus? "Woman, I do not even know that man." The soldiers, when Jesus is blindfolded, hitting him: "Hey, you're the Christ. Tell us, prophesy. Tell us who struck you." The council: "If you're the Christ, tell us. Prove it. Prove it to us, Jesus, right here and now." Pilate: "Are you the king of the Jews?" Herod: "Give me a sign. Give me a sign. Do something. Don't just stand there. Say something. Do something right now." And then there's the crowd: "Away with him. Crucify. Crucify him." And in just a handful of words from Luke, he says, "And their voices prevailed." And Jesus is on the cross. The rulers say, "He saved others, let him save himself if he's the Christ of God." And we hear voices in our own time. Voices of the atheist: "How can a good God allow suffering like this? There's no God." The voice of the secularist: "He's not really the Christ. Miracles just don't happen." How about the voice of the sinner? Maybe this is you. "My sins are just too great. There's no forgiveness for me." Or maybe you're the fearful believer, like Peter. What if I deny him like Peter did? Or the skeptic. Well, I go to church, but I just don't feel anything. I don't believe because I can't feel anything at all. Or maybe you're the hesitant believer, wondering, can this really be for me? Or maybe you're one of the faithful prayers, like those who are along the line on his entry into Jerusalem, saying words like, Hosanna, Lord, save us now. And then we hear the voice of one of the thieves who was on the cross also, who heard it all, who saw it all, saw what was happening, and he was moved to turn to Jesus, and he simply said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then we have the voice of Jesus, rising above all these competing voices of opposition. The voice of Jesus assuring, truly, you will be with me today in paradise. In the same way, we hear the voice of Jesus rising above the din of the world and the noise in our own souls. First in his passion, Jesus to the disciples, I am the one who is with you to serve you. Jesus to Peter, I pray that your faith may not fail. Jesus, the scriptures must be fulfilled in me. He was numbered among the transgressors. We're the transgressors. Jesus to the Father, not my will, but yours be done. So that you and I can pray the same thing, confidently believing that because of Jesus, we are heard by our Father in heaven. And then Jesus to those who are coming for him to crucify him. This is your hour, the power of darkness. And then comes the trial. Jesus to Peter, one wordless look. And Peter knows what Jesus is saying to him. Jesus to Pilate, in answer to his question, you have said so. And then Jesus, when all around him are yelling, crucify, he remains silent. There's no word in his defense, not even from him. And Luke says, their voices prevail. For Jesus is given over to death for us. And as he's being led to the cross, he says to those who are weeping and lamenting, weep not for me, weep for yourselves and for your children. Then as he's being crucified, he says, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for that is what he came to do, to bring God's forgiveness for you and for me. To the repentant thief, he says, today you will be with me in paradise. And then finally, at the end, he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. He begins and ends with the Father, because that's where the forgiveness comes from. And the atonement is complete for you and for me. So even now we hear the voice of Jesus in the world. He comes and he doesn't explain suffering. He comes and takes it upon himself to the cross, your suffering and mine, and he overcomes it there with us and for us. And our sins, no sin is too great for him. He wants you to repent and hear his voice saying these words, two words, Father, forgive. That's for you, no matter what your sin is. And Jesus says to you, bring your doubts. Bring your fears. Bring them here and listen to me. All of this, from beginning to end, is done for you. It's done because I want you. I love you. And I forgive you. I did this so that you would be mine forever. Your sin is forgiven you. And Jesus says this to you. As I rested in the grave, so will you. And as I came forth from the grave, so will you when I call you forth and raise you from the dead. And you will be with me in paradise. It doesn't depend on your feeling. It depends on his promise. Just listen for his voice. He says to you today, this Palm Sunday, 2019, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Hear that voice and believe. The life he gives is for you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.